activating jump drive. Welcome to Jump Drive Radio. So, by special request, I keep getting people asking me, have you watched any of those Buffy episodes? Have you seen any of those Buffy episodes? We know you make all kinds of statements, all kinds of controversial opinions about Buffy, but have you really given it a chance, Todd? So, here we go. This is going to be my first official episode of Buffy. Joining me is the Jump Drive crew, at least most of them. Amber.
Hello.
Mr. Tim.
Hello.
And Lisa.
Hi.
We also have Hector, who's playing with his Kong, so if you hear slurping and licking...
That's not a dog toy. It's a dog toy.
Yeah, it's not sexy. It's just a dog toy.
It's a dog toy full of cheese.
Well, it... Never mind.
I'm just saying, Kong sounds a little... dongy.
Mm. Oh, you can really hear that, too.
No, Hector. Hector likes cheese.
Hector does like cheese. So, what episode are we going to watch here?
This is Fear Itself, the fourth season Halloween episode.
Spirit self.
Fear itself.
Excuse me. Fear itself.
Like, there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Yes. We figured it was a good thing to start Todd out on a...
Todd has a leather couch, by the way.
we're all learning about stuff tonight.
Yeah. We figured it was a good thing to start Todd out on a funny episode that you don't necessarily need a whole lot of background for. So, that's why we're going with this one.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start the episode. If you have Netflix, that's actually what we're watching it on here, so... We'll go ahead and count you and try to give you a signal so you can actually open up a second browser and stream Netflix and then watch the episode with us if someone doesn't hit the rewind fast forward button.
Or if you're just watching them on DVDs and it doesn't have the previously on Buffy, you just follow the countdown and hit play when we say hit play.
Yeah, we're going to start at the Halloween sounding music, I guess.
Yeah.
So, how did I know that?
I don't know, it's like you've seen the first 10 seconds six times. All right, we're starting the first Fear Itself right now.
But it's coming out more dryly sardonic.
So if you heard the word sardonic, that means that's a cue point, you can do that.
Yet its nose hole seems sad.
Okay, Seth Green, that's solid.
He's awesome in this. It was his perfect series.
Come on, he's awesome in everything.
He is.
Even those cha-ching commercials, he was really good in those.
He's just so, adorable and geeky.
Happily entwined with others.
What was that thing with the idle hands?
Idle hands, that was a great movie.
I liked that.
Yeah.
Your guts out.
Okay. And on that happy note...
Awesome, he's got the ducktail haircut.
Got a treat for tomorrow night's second annual Halloween screening.
Don't get too close to that flame, buddy.
To have your spines tingled.
Just change your oil on that.
Terrifying Fantasia. Fantasia?
Maybe it's because of all that horrific things we've seen, but Hippo's wearing tutus just going around the way they used to.
Yes, it was supposed to be Fantasia.
Like
they got Fantasia.
Boy, isn't that with that ball and the...
Stupid video store.
I thought we were doing the Elf-Delp thing.
What thing?
The scary house.
They're all in college except for Xander.
It actually borders on fun. You have to go through the whole scary house maze to get to the party, which is usually worth getting to. Those guys go all out.
As witnessed last Friday.
Very true. There's a party.
Hey, that's a nice spider pumpkin.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
No, that's cool. You guys got
And Buffy just sits there and mopes as Buffy does, which is why she's the least interesting character on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
I don't like Xander very much either.
Better things to do.
He's a... Yeah, I don't like him either.
Xander's the one with the bad haircut?
Yes.
The greasy haircut?
Yeah. And later with the eye patch.
Willow with the red hair. Oz with the red hair. Oz is Seth Green. They're dating.
No, fine.
Until she's a lesbian.
Until then.
But first he cheats on her with a werewolf.
Yes.
Sad Buffy.
How do you think you got the candle to stay that still?
She did. With no face.
She's still suffering a little postpartum depression.
Bailing on the buff.
All right, Hector, take
it. Wouldn't you bail on Buffy, though? She's so whiny.
Yeah, they tried to make her interesting by just making her have more and more issues. And it's... I don't know.
And
like, the whole thing with her once she died and came back to life later... Like, she's
in
really...
season 5?
Yeah, and then, you know...
Ooh.
Demon.
Scary.
Jeez, that hurt.
Oh God, hit him again.
Bad. Straight to hell.
Hey, Lisa Bunny, do you think Papa Fox is a racist? I don't know. Sometimes.
Todd the Fox it depends is on whether. I'm just saying.
It just doesn't like black people. Is that what I call him, a racist?
No, I'm just saying the fact that he really did jump out of her and there's no one else on the street and it's the middle of the night.
And he had demons. He was dressed up as a demon.
Yeah. So,
I met Nicholas Brendan earlier this year.
Did you?
Yeah, I did at Free Comic Book Day.
Really?
In Columbus, yeah.
Weird.
He's a nice guy.
That's really interesting. Still my least favorite.
Is Seth Green
a
werewolf?
Oh, yeah, no, he's a really nice guy.
Werewolf.
Is he?
I believe so.
Yes, he's a werewolf.
Yeah, Willow's a witch. Buffy's the vampire slayer.
Yeah, and at this point, Willow's still sort of coming into
the
her
bleach
witchiness.
Blonde. I remember seeing the bleach blonde Billy Idol.
Spike. Oh my gosh, I met him one time too.
Really?
Yes.
That's hot.
Oh, Dragon Con, yeah.
Very cool.
He grabbed my hand and we talked about Shakespeare for like two solid minutes.
Jesus. I'm quite jealous. I'm a big Spike crush. Even though he raped Buffy the one time.
He didn't rape her.
He almost raped her.
He tried to rape her.
But he didn't have a soul. That's the story of me as well.
You rape people because you don't have a soul?
Only sometimes. Is that?
So, what time period is this? What?
This was mid-90s.
Mid-90s?
Yeah.
Then again, what is it?
Maybe late 90s.
Not experimenting. You know, maybe I can handle it. I'll know when I've reached my limit.
Why, goose?
I don't think she's a very good actress.
Oh, no, Allison Hannigan's great. She's just the character.
Oh, Willow? Of your dry cleaning, but
see, I'm already an expert. I know everything about the show now.
Okay, Bruce.
Ooh, did you see how high that guy's pants were?
Mid to late 90s.
Caesar? Betrayal? Trusted friend? Backstabby?
I'm with you on the reference, but I won't lie about the fact that I worry.
He's worried because he's rushing the magic thing. Trying to do too much too fast.
Every time I start to wolf out, I touch him.
Does he really have to say wolf out?
I think this is the only time he says it.
Yeah, no, but like...
Well, I didn't. I don't know who wrote this episode.
I'm back at play.
See? Concerned boy, sweet boy.
I kind of like him worrying anyway.
Okay, so the camera adds like 15 pounds, right?
I know.
How
she weighs like 25 pounds.
Yeah.
I forgot to be hungry.
Wait, Buffy.
Wait.
She does. She just saw the guy she hooked up with that one time.
Chase you away?
He didn't. I just don't want to deal with this right now.
I thought she was, earlier on, she seemed to be less angsty about everything. You know, the first couple seasons. And then, like, College Buffy, they make her,
Maybe I'll
meet someone. I don't know.
Well, to some degree, it makes sense. I mean, when I was, like, my first year in college, I was kind of whiny, probably.
It's Halloween.
Most college freshmen I know are kind of whiny. So it does kind of make sense. It's like the whole Dawn thing. Everybody hated Dawn because she was a 15-year-old girl and she acted like it.
Oh my god.
Ah, this would be the infamous Giles.
Yeah, and it's on your head.
It seemed festive. Come in. Candy?
What's going on here? You hate Halloween.
I've never said any such thing. No, as my watcher's duties took precedence, I simply haven't taken time to embrace its inherent charms.
What exactly is a watcher?
So far, his whole job is to train and take care of the slayers. There's like a council of watchers that keeps track of everything that's going on in the world, all the potential slayers, all that. But there's only one slayer. That one slayer has one watcher who comes and trains her, teaches her, all that stuff. That's his job.
So there's one slayer in the whole world from the start of the series. Initially, there's one slayer in the whole world born to every generation. And then when the slayer dies, another slayer is called. So like you might be 15 or 16 years old. And you were next in line, so now you become a slayer. And then you have a watcher come to you.
Yeah.
So if I was going to be a slayer, I've missed my opportunity.
No, it doesn't really matter.
I think you also
have to be
a girl.
You have to be female.
Okay. Well, apparently I've missed my opportunity.
Yes.
It is like Lady Fest, you have to be a girl.
I come bearing.
Was he a Power Ranger?
I was thinking.
You mean the skeleton or the.
That guy was totally a Power Ranger.
Was he really?
I think he was the. Not the Black Ranger.
He was the Black Ranger.
Well, who's the racist now?
Who's racist now? The thing about the first series of Power Rangers is like the pink one was like the, you know, popular like girly girl. The yellow one was the Asian girl. And then the Black Ranger, I think, was this guy. Maybe not.
You wanted a symbol to paint upstairs.
I honestly never put that together.
Didn't you never did?
The yellow Ranger is the...
The blue one was the nerdy guy, and then the red one was like the football guy.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Did you see the eyes on that pumpkin?
Yeah, those were some creepy pumpkin eyes.
Anya, you really have to get this knocking thing down. How did you...
Your Uncle Rory let me in. Does he always smell like peppermint?
The man likes his schnapps. What are you doing here?
You haven't called.
Yes, not they once. Had sex in the last episode, theoretically, so that they could get over each other.
That? I only said
oh, that so that's what the pants drop and juice box squirt. By the way, who's in college drinking a juice box?
He's not in college. He lives in his parents' basement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought everyone was in college.
Everyone but him.
Which he whines about occasionally, like because he feels left out.
Yeah.
Because he does construction instead.
No, he doesn't do construction.
Go out tonight for our anniversary.
What?
I'm just saying, look at Clint.
It's been exactly 1 week.
Maybe later on he does construction. Is that later on?
No, he's working at a site,
no,
but he's not always clean.
Not.
Okay.
It's just I already have plans with Buffy, Willow, and Oz.
Well, I'm just saying, if you do construction, like you're getting into some serious filth.
Well, every October.
There is one episode later on where Anya's talking about she loves it when he's like all covered in dirt and sweaty from.
Though you share little in common.
What are you talking about?
I mean, they go to college. You don't. They no longer live at home. You do.
Oh, hey, those things.
He's got some nice wrenches back there.
Mm-hmm.
The bonds of true.
What do you mean you know? Like you know anything about wrenches?
I know that those are shiny.
Okay.
They are nice, well-kept wrenches,
and they're organized on like somebody's wrenches.
See, so the screwdrivers look like Craftsman knockoffs.
You mean like a date?
They are.
Is that what this is? Are we dating?
Wait a second.
There are definitely date-like qualities at work here. You'll need a costume.
A costume? Scary. Scary how?
Anya, you, ex-demon, terrorized mankind for centuries. I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Maybe a better name than Onion.
Anya! Anyanka.
I came to get today's assignments.
And a mope about them.
Yep.
Couldn't make it to class for personal reasons.
Okay, that's Riley. Right. He's kind of annoying.
I've got four limbs.
G.I. Joe guy.
No visible scarring.
That's Professor
so
Walsh, who is like worked with these G.I. Joe dudes. Anytime, she's also annoying.
You've got problems, solve them on your own time. Miss another class and you're out.
That's what I mean, she's annoying.
Now, did Buffy get a full ride?
No, because this is essentially like a local community college.
You gotta be aware, your work's taking a
Buffy
little
Buffy, the high school part two.
Remember the last time I
yeah.
Stand up?
Does stretching count?
Buffy, the college years.
Things get pretty intense freshman year, as I did when we recall. Too much fun or not enough?
So, for those of you listening at home, yeah, well, that is Hector running around in the background. He decided right now is the best time while we're watching TV to chew on his chew toys, but...
Tonight.
Well, he's cute, so.
He is very cute.
He's extra cute.
Like me.
That's right, just like DH. He's super cute.
It's not really my business, but you seem like the kind of person who makes things really hard on themselves.
He said hard on.
Just up with her sleeve.
That's actually a misnomer.
Excuse me, can you
It's just off the shoulder, but then she's got that shoulder bag.
Yeah.
I don't know whose nose looks worse in this scene.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm talking about you, big nose.
I am going to sit here in grade paper.
Are you talking about Sarah Michelle Gellar or?
Barry. Z, you don't know.
I don't know.
Don't make fun. I work long and hard to get this pompous.
I hate you. I really hate Riley. He's so annoying. I hate you. Then later, doesn't he hook up with like a vampire? or something. He's like getting like all sucked off, quote unquote, by some vampire sluts. And then Buffy finds out.
When you're saying sucked off in vampire, are we talking
blood?
Okay.
Not
okay,
semen.
Watch your step, boys. Hence the
way. Oh, as far as we know. As far as we know. But he was slutting it up with some vampire ladies. And I don't know. He's just one of my least favorite characters.
What does it mean?
Oh, Oz is also a musician.
Ooh, grapes.
Ooh, Lenny Kravitz is little brother.
Wow, Pete. You guys know how to spoil your guests.
Eyeballs, man. Blindfold chicks. Have them put their hands in the bowl and tell them it's eyeballs. They love that.
Girls do love eyeballs.
Time buying them flowers
and the oldest joke in the book.
You know, I did a haunted house a couple years ago. And it was one of those, like, go through and feel like, ooh, and you feel the peeled eyeballs, or the peeled grapes, and like, ooh, they're eyeballs. And then,
peeled eyeballs, then you're feel, like, they're grapes.
Like, it'd be like steaks, and it's like, ooh, feel the muscles, and, you know, it'd be like spaghetti, and like, ooh, feel, and that sort of thing. The last thing we did, though, was I had a bowl full of goldfish, and I didn't tell them what it was.
Sensing a disturbance in the forest, Master?
Yeah, my speaker's crackling a little bit.
Oh, there we go.
Feel stabbing, it's the proper solution.
I'm just gonna turn the wire. Might be a short.
Oz?
Cut myself.
I better bleed all over the floor.
Ah, man, yeah. I hate when I do that.
And nobody notices. You got
dibs on your equipment.
Alright.
Nobody.
And creep spider.
Ooh, creep spider.
And it was a toy, but now it's not a toy anymore. It's arachnophobia. I hate
dun, dun, dun.
No, it's just a spider.
Oh, it's just a spider.
There's nothing as scaring as a sewing machine.
Yeah. I actually agree with that. You could sew your hand right to that thing.
Let down the hem and loosen it a little around the hood.
Oh, it feels better.
Oh, no.
I feel like she's a rich, spoiled
I'm
kid.
Getting nostalgic, please.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, she's...
So yeah, she's a rich boy.
I don't think
so.
No. Rich. It's
Little Red Riding Hood was the cutting edge.
I don't remember having fake dead flowers in my household.
She's a child of divorce though, so maybe she's a little spoiled.
12 years old in the
and she's an only child. But yeah, her mom has a brain tumor.
Well, right now.
Yeah, that's right. Because eventually she has a surprise little sister.
The candy was for me.
Be back before dawn.
Spending time with you.
Weird. Enough, what was that from?
The last episode of this season?
Okay. Was it?
Oh, it just paved right over memory lane, huh?
You know the divorce
is that good, Hector?
To do with you.
Yeah.
It's deafening is what that is. Like Hector likes his,
When your heart to someone and...
It's like rawhide bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier to just not let anyone in.
Oh my gosh, whine more, Buffy.
I thought it might be
do
easier.
It now.
I thought it might be easier until I bought this wig.
That I'm not exactly the
this is your real hair.
I think I have a brain tumor.
From too much hairspray.
She's got mom hair.
Yeah, not once again, my mom.
Yeah, my mom didn't have that hair either.
It's like 90s. I believe I could trust you know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
No, it looks like a wig.
It's taken time and a lot of effort, but I've got a nice circle of friends now.
No, you don't. We never see any of them.
No, there was that one. There was that one episode with the mummy mask,
mummy mask,
dead man's party, where she had a friend who came over after Buffy ran away.
Oh.
Is it bad that, like, the only thing I thought of was Oingo Boingo?
I did, too!
It's in that episode. The song's in the episode.
Okay. The Dead Man's Party?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I was
struck
by yeah, no, that's what the episode title's from.
Walking down the street.
You know, everyone's always complaining about how kids are playing video games and never going outside and interacting. But I say, you don't ever see kids toilet papering stuff anymore.
You do in my parents' neighborhood.
Oh, well, okay.
No, I'll just meet you at your place. Yeah, Buffy said she was coming, but I haven't seen her.
I'm Joan of Arc.
I have to make sure
she is Joan of Arc.
I called it.
Fun upon her. Yeah, and if Parker shows up, we'll just axe murder him. That's Halloween-y. Okay, see you in a bit.
I wonder where I could find chainmail like that.
I don't think that's chainmail.
I think it's supposed to be chainmail.
Okay,
you got stop
by the room. I'm waiting for Mono or
Hood. I love your outfit,
though. Is he supposed to be a
Bootsy Collins? Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a skeleton guy on a hood.
Nothing going on here.
I think this guy's a lobster. He is a lobster.
Oh,
Rock Lobster.
I love you. You know that.
Wait, was that the 600-year-old demon dressed as a present?
No. It was a tree lobster. I'm the only one who reads Tree Lobster.
Tree
Lobster? How about Rock
Lobster?
Rock
Lobster? No, I just did the rock. Just did that part.
Their eyeballs.
And I smell like patchouli.
These grapes are eyeballs.
And what kind of grapes are those? This guy's James Bond.
What you got in the basket, little girl?
Weapons.
Oh.
Just in case. Like the tux, Xander?
Bond.
Oh my god, come on, I keep calling these. I'm really good at Halloween.
Secret agent guy.
That was King.
You'll probably end up cool-headed later, guys.
As long as I'm cool and wield some kind of power.
Oh, he's just a standard.
Well,
Greek god.
Hail, ye old Varlety Thou.
I'm Joan of Arc. I figured we had a lot.
Remember, Todd the Fox said that.
How I was almost burned at the stake. And plus, she had a close relationship with God.
And you are?
God.
Of course.
See, that's you had to start the podcast and the video to be able to get that joke.
That's right. Oh,
this guy's siphon filter.
I'm pretty sure I got this sweater from my brother-in-law. Costumes.
Actually, I had a sweater like that.
Really?
Mine's from the German army. Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah, well, his was from like.
Oh,
Eddie Bauer.
Yeah, I.
Oh. Someone gave me an army surplus sweater for Christmas with me. Sweet, that reminds me.
Perfect.
I have something you may want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has something to do with army surplus?
Yeah, it does have something to do with army surplus.
Sweet.
You're not a third wheel. Technically speaking, you're a fifth wheel.
Well, a fourth right now.
Well, no, he's going to be his girlfriend, so.
Oh, there's a chicken in there and a clown. And Michael Jackson. Did you see that? That was Michael Jackson.
I don't think he's supposed to be Michael Jackson.
That was Michael Jackson.
Alright.
I was about to get excited
dead
about
prom
that.
Queen.
That was
everybody
a pretty good
loves
costume.
A dead prom queen.
How would you know it, Halloween?
Well.
I'm telling you, that's Michael Jackson.
No. Michael Jackson, he's dressed as some sort
Prince?
Of military officer. I don't know.
No, it's Michael Jackson or Prince. Pick one. It may be Prince.
He's alive again.
Well, it's scary.
The waters begin. Did that
banana? I hate it when I fall down the stairs and break my neck.
I'm glad Todd doesn't have any stairs.
I'm glad Todd doesn't have epilepsy.
Seriously.
The spiders are fake again. Okay.
The joint's not jumping. Where's everybody? Follow the signs.
So they think they're on the way to a party, and there's
if I were Abbott and Costello, this would be fairly traumatic.
Did you get that joke, Lisa Bonnie?
Nice.
Okay, that part was realistic.
Oh, frat boys aren't too obsessed with the cleaning. Might not be decoration, per se.
I wasn't scared. I was in the spirit.
And we'll back you up on that, even if they question us separately.
It's gone. Okay, that is not sanitary.
It's exactly the way I feel about those spiders. Gross.
Party.
Yeah. Are you sure it's off?
Yeah.
She's awfully trusting. I'd be stripping down.
Yeah.
Tiny little spider and I like throw all my clothes and I want to burn them.
Mm-hmm.
Get a shower.
Blood.
How do you know that's blood?
She's a slayer.
Okay, actual.
Did she say whale blood?
Yes, it's whale blood. Or real blood.
Do you hear something?
You guys keep talking over the show. I don't know.
Oh, it's
told you we
should
put on
subtitles.
Imagine
there's a no, wait. It's something else. I hear it too. Something like.
Like Hector chewing is what it is. Wait a second. Is that Christian Bale?
this city to shoot you.
No, it's Christian Bale. Oh, good for you!
What the hell is going on here?
Look, maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it's Marilyn Manson's keyboard player. I don't know.
Wires or it might be something else.
Anya and her something scary costume.
I was gonna state the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Nope.
That was a
costume.
Christmas Carol.
She's freaked by Bonnie.
No, it's not
no,
that.
Christmas
it's
story.
All pink in a Christmas story.
Where's the door?
Hellcom. Terrible. Do you guys sell siding here?
Hey, hello.
Lisa Bunny, I think I found your stage outfit.
Bunny's frightened me.
See, then we'll start attracting the creepy furry crowd, and I'm just not digging on that so much.
Yeah, I was telling someone the other day, I may have been a LARPer, but I was never a furry.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so the house has shields, like Batman's car. Got it.
That's right. It's
where's
really good siding.
Where's the door?
What's some siding like that?
This is the way we came in, right? We just went in a circle.
Wiggle, give it a rest.
Thanks.
This is not chewing anymore.
Yeah, but he's.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's get out of here. And you were so anxious for me to come.
I'm serious, Buffy. We don't know what we're dealing with.
Okay, my turn. Does anyone
okay,
hear that?
Okay, easy.
Hector?
As soon as we start dealing with it, I'll know
my
what
my dog wants to play
with.
While we're trying to record a podcast.
Okay, so. Sounds like a hissing.
It's like a noise.
Like a gas leak?
I thought the word hissing kind of covered that nicely.
Oh, that's like onomatopoeia. It's just there.
Yeah, right there.
Weird.
I'm sorry. No. Sorry. Just.
Hector, please sit still. Come on, buddy.
It,
what is it?
It's alive. It's alive.
Oh, it's Evil Dead 2! Oh my god!
No, that looks more like Army of Darkness to me.
No, it's Evil. It's a cover from Evil Dead 2.
That's
a skull with the blue.
Is it?
Nice.
That's what we need to be watching.
It's Army of Darkness?
Well, if this works out, we will do that.
I love
Jess, what happened here? The cape took most of it.
Let me see.
Thank goodness for
it's
that
cape.
Or something.
She actually looks cute in a little
dress.
She does.
Dress.
Yeah. Closet, to seem like a
it's better than that thing without the shoulders.
What closet? I'm gonna make my way upstairs and see if there are any people up there. You guys find a way out of the house and use it.
You're telling us to run away and leave you behind?
We need help. We need the only person that can make sense of what's happening.
Tim, you need that outfit.
We all need that outfit.
This is actually what happened to us this Halloween.
I would wear that to work.
Into the door.
I would be okay with that.
We gotta do something right now.
Okay.
Are you listening? Xander's trapped.
Where's Buffy?
Oh, they're trapped too, but we've got to save Xander.
I need you to be more specific.
All right, we were supposed to meet at this house, and I got there, and there was no door where a door should be, and then I see this girl standing in the window.
Then I realize it was in the back of the house.
She's
gone. She vanished from the window.
No, the window vanished from the house.
Hmm. Matter of reality distortion. Like summoning spells temporal flux.
What?
Oh, never mind. I just need to get some, supplies together.
Never mind, I have glasses and I speak in a British accent, so obviously I'm smart.
Hey.
Smarter than you.
Hey, he is smarter.
Than
everyone and hotter than everyone.
Well, I'm telling you.
Telling me? You're telling me?
I can't do my job if I have to worry about each of your safety.
It's not your decision.
Gotta disagree with you there.
Oh, of course you do.
Let's all take a breath. Buffy, maybe.
Being the slayer.
I'm liking her a lot better now.
Mm-hmm.
You're as lost as the rest of us.
Right,
What are we talking about?
In your Slayer
it's a
face.
Simple incantation, a guiding spell for travelers when they become lost or disoriented.
And how's it work?
It conjures an emissary from the beyond that lights the way.
Conjuring.
Is he a demon lounge singer that's in that other show?
Spells are usually only about 50-50.
Oh, yeah?
Lord, he's dead now. Well, I mean, the actor's dead.
So's your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he passed. He had a heart defect.
What?
The guy that played Lorne died a couple
what
years
that
ago.
Mean?
Heart defect or heart disease?
Your side.
Lorne from
Angel.
Really?
He was only like 34.
Jeez. I really liked him.
He's amazing.
That was a bunch of
That's
lies.
Really sad.
Look, Buffy, we're all tired and a little edgy. Maybe Willow's overreacting. I'm sure part of it's because of how you've been pushing away, girl, lately. But now's not the time to let that stuff tear us apart. What I'm saying is I'm right with you, right by your side.
All Xander?
Funny how you still haven't lost your sense of inappropriate humor.
Xander, where did you go?
Buffy, knock it off. This gets over. I'm right here.
This is so typical of him.
Typical?
Xander!
Buffy!
Ooh, candles!
Buff?
Buff.
Buff. In the buff.
I think that should be a major point against the show's...
The name?
The name.
Oh, well, no, that's supposed to be part of the point, I think, though, that it's...
No, in the original movie, it was like, that was, like, the funny, like, how could anyone believe
she
someone named Buffy?
Yeah.
She's, like, morose and, like, pouting in every scene.
I mean, she's usually kind of pouty,
it.
But
it's
she's
just
not...
It's a guiding spell, and I'm careful.
It does have... I mean... She is more lighthearted, especially in the early seasons.
Look, yeah. Which I liked more.
Yeah.
The later seasons, I was just so sick of her whining about everything.
Yeah. And they pretty much exhausted their supply of Buffy jokes.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Wolfing out!
We need to get up to the goat room and maybe we can
find... Something's happening.
Something good?
Wait, that was a scene from the intro, wasn't it?
But you can't. There's
something
no
good?
Tonight.
I have to get away.
I'm changing. No, I mean, seriously, the shirt's
find
terrible.
You need to restrain you, like a rope or chains or something.
There's no time.
Usually they put him in a cage.
I can do the guiding spell. I know I can make it work.
Well, please.
No.
No.
So she should be a werewolf now.
No, I think you have to bite them.
I don't know.
And, that's how it happened in the first one. Or, in the first one. In the episode where he got turned into a wolf.
Is it, he got bit?
He got bit by his, like, 7-year-old cousin who apparently got into a fight with a dog.
Weird.
Earlier.
I didn't go anywhere. Great. Now I just gotta live with the fact that no one else can see me.
I don't think you can see me, I mean.
I can see the bottom of my chin.
It's terrible.
It's like that episode of the Venture Brothers where Dr. Venture gets his eyeball knocked out.
Oh, that was cool.
It was like split scene. Okay, he's a wolf, I get it.
No, he's not going
to change. He's trying not to change.
Hasn't he changed already?
It's his worst fear. No, he's not like running around on all fours.
He looks like a gorilla, like, dog hybrid when he changes.
Like a dead possum.
Yeah,
or a gay possum.
He doesn't look like a very good
gay possum.
I believe actually Seth Green came up with that term for the makeup that they use.
Okay. Filthy, you guys.
Just kidding, I'm not dead at all.
What's the name of his band in this? It's Hyena. Something Hyena. Dingoes Ate My Baby.
Yeah.
Is the name of their band.
Hey, I did it.
It's a firefly.
How could this go wrong?
I did you. Hi.
Oh, it's a little ring. It's a power ring.
Right. You're waiting for instructions. Lead me to Oz. Wait. I should try to find the people trapped upstairs first. Even if I get them, we still have
two,
to find a way
three,
out of the house.
Four.
Okay, here's what we should do.
Hey. It's like he wasn't ready for this conjuring.
Weird.
Stop it!
Tiny tennis balls.
Ow, 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 ow. Seriously, guys, I don't like green M&Ms that much. Ow.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm not supposed to laugh. I'm supposed to be scared or something like that.
No, yeah, well, no, it's kind of funny. This episode's more funny than scary.
Well, anything made for television, I don't know if it's going to be scary.
Too scary because yeah. It's only an hour? And it's going to be interrupted by commercials?
Yeah. Wait a second. That's the
scary criteria.
Oh, I feel
like we talked
criteria.
About this before. Yeah, wait a second. And now, here's a commercial for Colgate Toothpaste.
Well, at least they made the whoosh sound.
Yeah.
How could we have ever known she fell through the atmosphere?
She's in China now, actually.
Is that like...
It's kind of like Alice in Wonderland a little bit.
It makes me think of,
I think it's just the basement.
House of a Thousand Corpses, how they dress her up.
I've
like,
never seen that.
That's what we should
it's
watch.
Really good, but it's really depressing.
I'm okay with that. Also, I'm pretty sure she just fell into the basement.
They all ran away from you. They always will.
They're all gonna laugh at you. They're all gonna laugh at you.
Hey, is that the, green... What's his nuts? You know what I'm talking about?
Little girl. You're not alone.
That looks like the guy from Spider-Man.
Oh, no,
green
it's not him.
No.
Anymore.
He's from something. That guy's from something. Other than this.
These are like the strongest zombies ever. The Slayer can't knock them off.
Yep, this is a fine siding job.
It's a new siding for my apartment, actually.
Well, they certainly didn't go to Sears to get this.
We're gonna have to create a door.
What if we had a mystical sledgehammer?
Oh, wait for it.
Can do that?
I can.
That's why he's the watcher. That's just good problem solving.
It's good problem solving.
It's a nice break from like all the magic stuff.
Yeah.
That guy's from something.
Definitely not from the pillow store because he slept wrong on his neck.
Bit of a crick in his neck, yeah.
On my neck.
I don't see my mother.
Upstairs.
Does she cower and shake like this all the time?
No.
Because I'm not very impressed as like a
no.
Not usually. Yeah. It frustrates me because some episodes are real heavy on the I've got superpowers. I'm going to kick and punch my way through the world. And other ones, like actually the vast majority of them seem to be a lot of like this whining and cowering and angsting over stuff.
Angsting?
Like, yeah, like, oh, I slept with this guy and he doesn't really like me anymore. And oh, I died and my friends brought me back and I was in heaven. Like, it's a lot of that.
I kind of feel like she should have tried harder.
Get him off! Get him off!
Willa,
what's
wrong?
Couldn't get him off. Willa, what's wrong? Calm down, what's your problem?
We're okay.
Buffy, she's not listening to me. Tell her what to do.
I'd offer my opinion, but you jerks aren't going to hear it anyway. Not that didn't go to college, but has anything important to say. I might as well hang out with my new best friend, Bleeding Dummy Head, for all you dork scares.
What is wrong with you?
You heard that? You can see me? Good.
I really just dislike her.
The house separated us. Like, wanted to scare us.
But we got away.
No. We were brought here. We all got so scared that we ended up here. Why?
I think it's part of the cowering thing is that she doesn't usually get scared. I don't know why she got scared of that.
I saw them painting that. They were copying out of...
Mika Oz is like, oh, I probably shouldn't have flicked my blood on that. That was probably a bad call.
Gaelic. Can you translate?
Yeah, it specifically needed werewolf blood to act.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I was
the
lucky.
The last person in the room, I should have cut myself in blood all over the place.
Give me something.
Okay, the icon's
okay,
called...
Seriously.
Wait for it.
This is a summoning spell for something called...
Gaknar?
Yes. Somehow the beginning of the spell must have been triggered. Gaknar's trying to manifest itself to come into being.
Oz, did you bleed on this?
It feeds on fear.
Our fears are manifesting. We're feeding it. We need to stop.
If we close our eyes and say it's a dream, it'll stab us to death. These things are real.
Okay, so our fears are feeding it. We're going out of here.
He's pretty helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much.
Good plan. Let's go.
Miles, for the win. That's right.
Giles?
The chainsaw?
Everyone, it's Giles. With a chainsaw. Glad you can make it.
The wall's closed up behind us.
Luckily, I brought my boomstick.
It's present. Give me some sugar, baby. It's
not much. First you want to kiss me, then you want to kill me.
Love.
Guys, I can fight it, right?
Buffy. This is Gagnon.
I don't want to fight that.
He
is kind of
cute. Should we break his
back? He does.
Like, he's got this weird little hand on his hip thing going on.
Whoever drew Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, I think, drew this book, too.
Yeah.
Destroying the Mark of Gagnon.
He's not one of them.
Is not one of them, and will, in fact, immediately bring forth the fear demon itself.
Way to go, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
By the way, why is she fighting demons? I thought she was a vampire slayer.
She fights all sorts of things. It'd be boring if the show was just about vampires.
They made like 12 Twilight movies about vampires. And they're not even scary vampires. They sparkle.
Oh yeah, because those are really exciting.
So then Guar shows up to play the...
Oh my god.
This is Gagnon.
Big overture, little show.
I am the Dark Lord of Nightmares, the Bringer of Terror.
Oh.
Tremble before me. Fear me.
He's so cute.
Who's a little fear demon? Come on. Who's a little fear demon?
Don't
I bring the terror.
I bring the terror. Seriously, guys.
Be that as it may.
Don't taunt the fear demon. It's tacky.
They're all going to abandon you, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. He does have spikes. Just, well, I don't know if I would step on something with spikes.
She's wearing, like, big kegs, though.
There's no problem that cannot be solved with chocolate.
I know. I wonder if he wears kids to his construction job.
Except that.
Since they're apparently spike proof.
Ah, here's the.
What? That's your scary costume.
When he's frightened me.
Bloody hell, the instructions.
Look, you found the one person who's afraid of bunnies.
Inscription under the illustration of Gary.
What's it say?
Please don't step on Gagnon.
Actual size.
And there we have it, Todd's first
that
episode.
Concludes. So how do you feel about Buffy? The show.
All right,
not the character.
I said I'd give it 3 episodes, so.
Yeah. There's one.
Did that say Nerf Herder do the music to this?
Yes.
I don't remember
Nerf Herder. What?
I don't remember Nerf Herder being like this rockin'.
Isn't Nerf Herder like a Star Wars like
yeah.
insult thing? Okay.
Yeah.
I only know that because Knights of the Republic.
Scruffy Nerf Herder.
Yeah. Say it, Tim. Say it.
Arg.
Check out next week's episode at jumpdriveradio.com.